Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
We are back. I love that song, by the way. You guys, I apologize, I'm having some problems with my mic. One thing I'd like to ask is if anybody has a really good solution for a microphone for USB or for your laptop, I'd appreciate it. I can tell you that. Every time I've tried one of the small ones, they break in the center or at the actual headphone core, and then they start popping.
Well, maybe you should look into the set which has a longer cord, longer cable.
Well, I got plenty of long cable. Maybe that's not the issue.
That would give you more, it's like...
No, where it always happens, Sergey, is at the button where you're able to mute it.
Okay.
Almost all microphones and headphones are either at the one end or the other, or where you're able to mute it. So I'm going to be changing my stuff here. Anyway, let's go back to what we were talking about, and that has to do with the New Madrid Fault. And it's not just one. Because of the earthquakes that have gone on, actually, in Texas, Oklahoma, Arizona, as if you go back and you can backtrack, they're moving across. We have another earthquake system that's moving across the top of the United States, going through Colorado, going through... Nebraska, into Iowa and Illinois and moving down. Now, the change of effects is that if the ground is really dry, you'll have a very large, just massive crumbling because you have severe plates hitting each other, okay? So there are different ways that they're trying to lessen the effect, and it's not been working, which partly is good for us because they'll find out they can't do it anyway. But the New Madrid is said to possibly, pinpointing on Thursday, nobody knows, but they do believe that after Thursday, on Thursday or after, the threat of a New Madrid hit is enormous. So that's what...
That's along the same lines. Excuse me. And that's one of the things I asked him, if he could contact this person and get some clarification. And that's what I was assuming. Maybe the possibility of the threat starts Thursday and then they just need general awareness. And that's hopefully I'm going to get clarification later today on that same question.
Right. Okay, and it depends on where you're at also on New Madrid.
And for those that are just tuning in this hour, what I was referencing is there was a person that talked with a Department of Homeland Security person, and they were indicating that they need to be prepared for the New Madrid earthquake happening on this Thursday. And I asked him, was it specifically Thursday, or was it a possibility that it was just the start of the threat, and it could be any time thereafter, you know, just due to different situations? And he was under the assumption that there was certain alignment, something happening that date specifically, gravitational effects or whatever, that would amplify the chances of it. So hopefully that won't be the case, but if you have any details, pro or con,
800-313-9443. The species has amused itself to death.
Amused itself to death.
It has amused itself to death.
Extend your love. life with extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Patriot Act took our liberties, and there's no judge, no jury.
Booyah.
Dropping our phones, breaking down our doors, waging on the people a civil war. Work sweet jobs and bring home no pay.
Booyah.
The IRS takes it all away.
I love that song.
Hey, Louise, one of the things...
No, just remind you something.
One of the things we're talking about on the break is the New Madrid Fault doesn't just affect the people that live in the area. Most of the major gas, natural gas, oil lines, and bridges, obviously, that cross the Mississippi River will be severed if we have near the earthquake that we did during 1811, 1812. So this isn't a local event. Even if it happens here and it takes down Memphis and St. Louis, the rest of the country might think they're safe, but what happens, it's going to disrupt the lifestyle of the whole nation. If our gas, oil, communications, transportation are all severed, that's going to be a major deal for the whole nation. So whether it happens this Thursday, whether it happens a month from now, 5 years, 10 years, one needs to be prepared, and be prepared as efficient as you can, as best you can with the funds that you have on hand. Communicate with your neighbors. Express your concern about such events. You don't need to get into all the conspiracy theories. Just, hey, we have a situation here. What can we do to work together if this ever happens? Just start getting into that mindset. And I believe we have a caller, Sylvia from Illinois. What do you have for us this morning, Sylvia?
Morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, I have a little cold, so I was going to let you know, I have seen a document on YouTube, and I don't remember who the guy was, but he was a researcher, and he was explaining that there's going to be another alignment, but he was saying the 22nd,
okay,
which is Tuesday, and he was explaining that it was the comet Alenin leaving our solar system, aligning with Earth and the sun again. And if I remember it correctly, the first time this happened, when the Alenin was aligned with the Earth and the sun, the Alenin was in sight of our solar system, like maybe between sun and Earth. So when he was saying that earthquake in Japan happened that day, and there should be the 22nd, he was explaining that the Alenin should be even closer to Earth than it was when the Japan earthquake happened.
That's it.
So it was very interesting. And he was saying it was November 22nd going to happen. So that's a Tuesday. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think a lot of us poo-pooed the whole Alenin thing, and we never know for sure, but there's so much misinformation out there, and I think they do that on purpose so we don't pay attention to stuff when it really matters.
Yeah.
But maybe we can do some research on that YouTube video, and maybe if you can come up with it, maybe you can send us a link or just call back in and give us the...
Yeah, I posted it on my Facebook, so I have to go back through it and see if I can find it.
Okay.
But, yeah, okay, I just wanted to let you know.
Well, that might fit in with us somewhat, and we never know, do we, Sylvia?
Yeah, I know, that's true.
And like
yeah,
I said,
so...
just whether it happens or not, I think it's just another reason to be prepared, get plenty of food and water supplies, and try to work with
your
neighbors.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah, I will do that, too.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay,
thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, here's the situation. They're looking at a massive earthquake, possibly in California near San Francisco, hitting off. It is already 2008 should have hit, and it's not. It's building up pressure instead. Okay. Along with it, they're looking at, by the way, by the time they get done with it, a 7-point earthquake that could hit there. The other thing is that if, by chance, the New Madrid hits, it may trigger that other earthquake.
Well, we know
okay.
for sure with the fracking they're doing in Arkansas, they're aggravating some fault lines. Whether it's minor aggravation or it could lead to major aggravation, they're definitely playing with the devil down there. And as everybody
yeah.
knows that's investigating New Madrid, where they're doing the fracking is not very far from the New Madrid fault epicenter. And Louise, you got into something a few months ago about I forget what is it called, radio what was the drilling they were doing to flood the faults?
That is drilling by which they can dump seawater or
well they were trying to dissipate some of the flooding, I believe, but it was causing
correct.
Some issues with the faults, and there were some indications even back then that they might have
triggered. They were trying to drill wells that would fill the underground fissures that had been empty for a long, long time. Okay, by doing that, the displaced flooding. Instead, it causes a problem, and this is what I was hoping I was going to get him on. It caused a problem because the water that moving into that situation becomes very heavy. Water's heavy. And if it's not been there for a long time, you're going to cause a shift in the underground water tables rushing in so quickly. And they believed, the person I was talking about, believed that it was setting us up ripe for earthquakes in Oklahoma, in Missouri, Arkansas, in Kansas, and in Nebraska, and well, the Midwest region. So that's why this is not unreasonably towards that, if you know what I mean. It does appear that what they said was correct.
So all things to consider, and hopefully none of this will come to fruition. But like I said before, I think sooner or later something major is going to happen that we all need to prepare for. So if anybody wants to join in the conversation, the number is 800-313-9443. And hopefully we'll have a guest that can speak towards this that has experience with the with some of that drilling and some of the aspects of this.
What I'd like to see, and I've taken my mic out, guys, so I hope I don't have background noise, because my mics are having problems. What I'd like to see is an answer to what it is that we can do to protect ourselves. One of the things, there are certain, and I was hoping he was going to be on also, I didn't have much time after I talked to you last night, Tom. But one of the things they have is someone who teaches you to retrofit your home, protect it against earthquakes. And he specifically is the number one leading person, also a seismologist. You know, and having him on would be able to tell you what you needed to do to protect your home. At the same time, what you needed to do to protect yourself from the earthquakes that will be coming.
That would be interesting to hear that, because if earthquake happens, it depends, how bad it is. So that's why we have a Richter scale. So you can't really do a whole lot about home, but maybe you can save yourself if you're lucky one.
Well, typically brick homes are more stronger than a stick home, but in this case, a brick home will actually be a less of a security in the earthquake. You actually will have more damage with a stone, a mason-type building.
Well, it will depend on how you've shored your foundation.
Well, the brick, the mason doesn't give, so that's part of the problem, is if it has major vibration shaking and it's going to crack, there's going to be damage for sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but the point of this is that there are ways, actually, to make yourself a little less prone by changing the way your home is. One thing he was explaining to me is that when an earthquake happens, if it's just boards, it's going to break them apart. Attaching them directly down deep in the foundation will make sure that it doesn't move. But then you'll have the upper floors moving, and that's by putting in straps and other things to keep it from happening so that it moves with it.
Well, another thing to consider is if you have any excess funds, and a lot of people are tapped out on their money supply, is maybe get a older RV or travel trailer or whatever in case your home is demolished, or if you need to bug out for any reason at all, then obviously you can take advantage of that. Have that sitting there parked, ready to rock and roll with some food, some food supply, water supplies, water filters, stuff like that. Have a setup. You can buy a used travel trailer for as little as $1,000, and right now there are a lot of them advertised for deer hunters. So they may not be the prettiest thing in the world, but if you got them, put good tires on them, generally they'll travel pretty well as long as they have decent tires. So another thing to consider, even if your home was leveled, you can go out and live in that travel trailer, or if you needed to move to a different location for whatever reason, you would have something established and wouldn't be behind the gun.
You need to be prepared. And if you think you've got all your food storage, but you've never used it, you don't know how to use it, the time of an emergency is not the time to test your supplies.
It might be as simple as having a can opener, Louise.
Uh-huh.
You
think you're kidding. You're not.
May have 1,000 cans of food there and nothing open with maybe a rock.
Yeah, the way I see it, just to have one small grab bag with the most important stuff in it, and that's all. And preferably have a full tank, of gasoline in the car.
And probably a good
hopefully it's not electric.
Good hand-cranked or solar-powered shortwave radio would be good.
And the light that's hand-cranked.
All right, got a three-minute break coming up. Call the number 800-313-9443. Back in 3 minutes.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
And there are times when all the world's asleep and they don't realize what they've signed on to. And far too often, as American citizens, we forget, really pay attention. Because when we're not paying attention, they change our world. And not for the better. So, when we're talking about earthquake preparedness, flood, or anything else, understanding that these are natural occurrences, I'm not saying anything about any conspiracy of them. They're natural occurrences. They're just what's due, and it's supposed to be coming anyway. So being prepared is good. Sergey, you had a little funny to do in between time, so let's hear your little funny.
Well, I just happened to be at the Hy-Vee store locally in metropolitan area where I live. It's Kansas City, Missouri. I went shopping over there. So I bought some groceries. I was targeting organic food. Then I found one strange-looking fruit, you know. It's round. It's size of about, like, about 2.5 inches. And it has so much, you know, hair on it. Well, actually, it looks like a hair. So it's really funny looking. But when you touch it, it's soft. So, and I got a brainstorm right away. I said, oh, we will have a fun. So after having, you know, a whole week at work, you know, I was going through all this tension, stress, and all that. So I thought just it would be the good release time for that. So I pick up that strange-looking fruit, and I called it HDF. So later I'll tell you what it stands for. So when it was my turn to pay for the groceries, so she, a lady, it was a lady in her early 60s. I know her face. She's been in the store for a long time. She's always serious. And I've seen her, she with the smile, or it just, I guess, her personality. So she scanned all items, and it was a time for her to scan this strange-looking fruit. So, and it was just only one in the sack. She looked at it and asked me, what is it? So I reply, HDF. She looked at me, what is HDF? Well, I said, well, it's a hair deficient fruit. So, well, I'm standing and telling her with serious face, and she's serious, we're both serious, and I just wanted to see her reaction. So she looked, and in her, you know, she has a computer, one of this newest fancy computerized cashier. You know, she looked in the database and kind of like trying to find that, okay, hair deficient fruit, you know. Yeah, she's looking. Well, sir, I can't find it, she replied. So then she asked me if I know the main family fruit tree. I said, no, I don't know that. I just know it just calls HDF. So, and she started to look again. Okay, hair deficient fruit. I'm sorry, I can't find it. So she called the manager. The manager came over, young guy, and said, well, oh, hi, how are you doing, blah, blah, blah. So she asked him, what is this? The manager didn't know also. So he asked me the same question. I replied the same way. So they kind of, we all three of us, it's triangular. We look at each other, okay, what's happened next? And I had a hard time to keep myself not to laugh really loud. So I just covered my mouth is my hand, you know, and then one hand wasn't enough, so I just covered with both hands and started to look away, not to laugh. I mean, the lady stayed behind me waiting until all this, you know, all this fun will be over. She had a big smile on her face. She got it right away. I mean, and the cashier and the manager, they took it so seriously. So then finally I said, okay. So I uncovered my mouth. I had a big smile. And they looked at me. They couldn't understand why I have a smile. I had a hard time not to laugh. So then manager said, okay, well, let's do this. So just type produce, you know, and what is it? She scaled it, and yes, it weighed 50 cents. So I said, well, here it is.
Got a commercial, Sergey. Sergey, hold on. Be right back to find out about the hairless fruit.
And Rodney in Illinois, we see you on the line, so hopefully we'll get to you after the fruit story.
And he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back.
Yeah,
well, Tom, that music reminds me so much of the X-Files.
Exactly.
Right. I'll get rid of that music. I need to redo the bumper music and add some more songs, so I'll take that one away. You guys always comment that, so I'm going to get rid of it, just so you don't have to say that every show.
Well, I'm enjoying saying it to you because you're the one
who
put the X-Files on.
By the way, we have Rodney and Lee coming up, so Sergey, if you want to finish your story, and we'll get on with the callers.
Yes, so basically the manager decided to weigh that because he asked me how, you know, what is it, sale by piece or by weight? I said by weight. Okay, weighted. Okay, I said, okay, it's 50 cents exactly. I said, oh, that's good. So we'll call it 50 cents fruit. So they still didn't get that. Then I ask her, why you don't know the name and why you actually don't know what you sell? So me, I supposed to ask you that question, what is it? Not you asking me, what is it? So that was a really fun experience I had, and I had to release my life after I just grabbed my sacks and went out from the store. So
sound like a Beavis and Butthead episode to me, Sergey.
that you're demanding that they know every product that they have. That'd be unusual.
Hey, let's see what Rodney thinks about the situation.
All right,
Rodney, what do you have for us this morning? Might take a second to pull Rodney up.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rodney.
It always takes a little bit before you hear that static. And
by the way, I heard you're going to be a big celebrity on the the Jerry Kirk offering.
Yeah, my 15 minutes of fame is coming up soon.
And by the way, that's another reason to get the archives. Jerry does an excellent show, does an excellent program on Saturday nights, and there's another program, the Food Rights Hour, which is very good that I recently discovered, and I'm checking out all their shows on the archives. So back to you, Rod.
Yeah, also on that note, there's a new live show that precedes yours now, and happened to catch it. Bruce McCarthy, or McCarty, looks like it's going to be a really good show. You guys better watch it or you might lose an hour. But,
yeah, I listened to part of it this morning. What I heard was very interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's going to be live call-in, but he'll field questions via email a week in advance. So, yeah, taking advantage of that. Two things. Holly Deo's book, Dare to Prepare, is acclaimed by many, and rightly so, to be the one and only resource book for preparedness. I would ditto that. Another thing on the other end of the spectrum, is simply get a hold of a list that's called 100 Things That Disappear First. Of course, in the event of emergency, what do people consider important that they don't want to run out of? Well, somebody's compiled a list of 100 things, and apparently from prior experience, perhaps those things, having that list in front of you, in other words, would be very helpful. I'm sure there's many items on there you wouldn't want to run out of. On the other hand, you're talking about earthquakes and about the resources that crossed the river. Once upon a time, I had an old timer ask me to put in a basement for him. He had bought a modular home. He needed a basement, and it was up the hill from the river. And so I meet him out there, and he says, I'm asking him, you want the house here? He said, yeah. I said, well, what's under here? You know, you got water lines? No. Electric? No. Gas? No. He said, but yeah, the only thing on this lot is a crude oil, a 2-foot diameter crude oil gas line, oil line. Right over here. Matter of fact, the oil company was through here cleaning brush, and you know they already had flags and everything. He said, as a matter of fact, I remember him putting it in. You know, he watched them. You know, he's 80 years old. You know, I go, well, that's good enough for me. So, I started digging this basement one day, and in about 2 hours, some guy in a mobile truck comes roaring up, going, "What do you got? What are you doing? What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm digging a hole in the ground." He said, "Why didn't you call?" I said, "Well, the guy's 80 years old. You know, he's been around here all his life. He assured me there wasn't nothing in there. And to be worried about, you know, and I knew the pipeline was there, and I knew there was a 25-foot easement, you know. And so he grabs his tape measure, and sure enough, you know, I was 25 feet off the pipeline. And he said, "You do me a favor and move it another 6 inches. And I said, "Sure." Well, anyhow, we had a really good, talk after that. He gave me mugs, but in the process of that, that particular segment of the crude oil pipeline did cross the river, but it goes across the bridge. You know, it's bolted on and hangs right on the side of the bridge. You can see when you cross. But he said, there's an alternative. That pipeline splits, and one part of it goes across the bridge, and another part of it goes underneath the river. So they do have backups in the event one or the other is interrupted. So I always remembered that, and hopefully they have backups, and a total failure of infrastructure won't happen. You know, I would imagine the bridge might suffer some damage in the event of a major earthquake. I just wanted to call and make those two comments. Holly's book, and which can be found on Stan Deo. .com. I think it's a DEYO. I'm not mentioning a name or a book that almost everybody in your audience hasn't already heard of, but just wanted to emphasize that, and that simple list of 100 things that disappear first would be a good way to start your own contemplation of what you want to have in it in
hand.
Some
of the things would be water, right? And fuel.
Paper.
Yeah. I think the emphasis is those things we take for granted that if we run out, we can go to the store and get them. Well, you know, like in snowstorms, when major weather threats, you know, people go buy stuff and the store shelves empty quick, you know, and stores have just-in-time inventory, and they're predicated on normal flow of merchandise. Well, in the threat of weather, of course, or natural disaster, that is interrupted. You know, there's a rush, and pandemonium. People go out and buy things they don't want to be run out of. Well, the trick is, as you're saying, Tom, is to be forewarned, just forearmed, and not be caught, figuratively speaking, at a loss. But anyhow, that's pretty much all I had to add this morning.
Yeah, and towards that, Rodney, one of the things I often say is one of the things that concerns me most of anything, knowing anything and everything could and eventually will happen, is all the things we could be doing right now that we haven't thought of. And that's troublesome, because we have everything at our fingertips, whether it's on the Internet or at the convenience store or whatever. Everything is readily available right now. It's just a matter of figuring out what we need, what we don't need, and just get the important things in life.
Yeah, as you guys were talking this morning, I'm thinking, what if the earth starts shaking and you virtually have a hard time standing upright, and you get down on one knee and one hand just so you don't fall over? And I'm thinking, man, I've got 10 wine and cider projects in glass, and I'm thinking, I think I better move those things to the floor and stabilize it, because I certainly don't want to lose that and have to clean up that mess.
So that's your number one priority, the alcohol production.
We'll let Tom do it.
Oh, that's all funny.
But,
all right,
but look,
save the alcohol,
we're
Louise.
Disaster. Well, it doesn't have to be a major disaster to throw you off.
Yeah.
Most people know the reason why I'm having problems with all my microphones and what have you is right now. We're not home. We are actually, still at a home we own, but it's in out in Kansas City. And the reason we're here is because lightning hit the house and caused a series of fires. The electrical panels, taking out all the electric power. It was in the midst of the hot, hot summer. We've been here for 4 months now. And just trying to deal with insurance, trying to get things taken care of, trying to find people who, because you can't just do things. I'll give you a hint. With insurance, they want somebody else. You may be able to do it better, but they want somebody else to come in and do the work and to put their name on it, so to speak, and to give a bid on it.
And once again, perfect example, Louise. It doesn't have to be a major catastrophe. It could be just a personal catastrophe that causes a chaos in your life.
I recommend people actually have one thing I do recommend is, if you have a home and you own it, I would put in a sprinkler system near your electrical boxes.
Uh-oh.
You can, what?
Sprinkler system next to electrical boxes?
If there's a fire in them, it prohibits it from going any farther. Had we not had that in there, and also have
actually, that's a no-no rule. You can't have water and electrical line together.
Okay, hold on. It's not actually water. It's a system that puts out,
a powder form of the extinguisher. That'd be the thing to have.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you'd have to have the proper extinguisher.
But it is still the same thing. But I'm saying it is an extinguisher for that, those boxes.
Speaking.
Had we not had it.
Go ahead, Louise.
Had we not had it, our home would have been gone.
Wow. Well, that's the lesson learned there for sure. Speaking of which, towards what Rodney was speaking of, what you're speaking of, and I don't think I've ever heard this on the radio, on James Wesley Rawls' website, Survival Blog, if you go on the left column, he has a whole bunch of links there. Well, about midway down, there is a list of lists. And what this is an incredible resource. It's a spreadsheet, and this spreadsheet is literally what it says. It's a list of lists, and when you click on that, it's going to bring up all these lists of whether it's books you should have, whether it's items you can barter with, whether it's preparedness for whatever situation. People have thought this through, and I would imagine all the people on his forum have, like, injected ideas, what to do, what not to do, and refine this list. So that would be a very desirable resource. If you could only have one resource, you might download and print that out. So just
another thing is, can I mention everybody have chainsaws?
Oh yeah.
Have fuel for chainsaws.
Every red-blooded American should have a chainsaw.
Yeah, everybody does. And know how to use it. Okay. You can have, this is what I was saying before, you can have everything you need. If you never used it, never cooked it, never attempted it, and you don't know how to handle it, you're just assuming lying there too.
The last time I visited Louise and Ken, I actually used a chainsaw, so I know what she speaks of. and I use them regularly on the farm, but what I was indicating up in the city of Kansas City, you wouldn't expect to break a chainsaw out and start using it, but we did.
Yeah. Here's the one. When lightning hit, it actually hit a tree and went down into the house. The tree became a conduit because the utility lines ran under the tree.
The lightning rod.
Yeah. So, but the tree first was going to go into the house, our house. And then it's suddenly dying, going the other way, going to somebody else's house. So we have to actually tie the tree to another tree, waiting for somebody to come out. You get somebody to come out and cut down the tree, they're looking at $5,000 to $6,000. This is over 100 foot tall. It was by power lines, it wasn't really confined space. So when you see those type of things, there's a few people who we were able to find. And if anybody wants, if you have a situation you need to remove a tree and you yourself can't do it, we have a very good guy who does it for $600 or $700. And he really is, you know, he'll come out there and he'll do it. He thinks it's kind of his mission to do so. We call him the tree missionary.
And
anyway.
I have fell hundreds of trees. But these two trees that grew up alongside their house and grew up in between their deck, I would not have wanted to have taken that job on. So he did a good job. It was a little bit scary at times, his technique, but he accomplished the job.
Well, yeah, he took down a tree in Albany. It actually was two trees in one. It was an oak tree, and it was enormously tall. It was 100 and some foot tall. And it had two full whole branches. So it was like two trees. And it took, I think, 3 days to fall it. Okay? So, and that one was pretty hairy because it was exactly over there. An elderly woman, she could not keep her insurance unless she removed the tree.
Wow.
And she didn't have the $6,000 to $7,000 that they were asking because they counted as two trees to take it down.
So if you have a tree that needs to fall and you can't handle it, call Louise and she'll point you in the right direction. And,
that's right. His
Rodney,
name is Paul.
Rodney, you have anything else for us, or should we move on to Lee? I think maybe Rodney's already part of company. All right. We have Lee in Georgia. Lee is a preparedness expert. What do you have for us this morning, Lee?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Been a while.
Haven't heard from you in RBN in a while. I'm glad to hear you back.
Well, I've been up on the mountain.
Well, that's probably a good place to be.
Yeah, my brother's been down here taking care of all this nightmare for me, so I've been up in the mountain enjoying the peace and quiet.
Just living life as you're supposed to do, I would imagine.
Well, living it the way God intended me, but I wouldn't go so far as to say I'm an expert, just a little better prepared than most people I know.
Well, I would suggest that you actually live a lot of the stuff that a lot of us talk about.
Well, I've been living like this pretty much, we've been living like this pretty much all of our life, me a little bit more than my brother, but he's got responsibilities that I don't have, so it allows me to be able to, you know, to get away with it. I appreciate your calling me a little while ago, because I really hadn't planned on calling in or anything like that, but I was kind of disappointed that fella that was going to help me get this book straightened out so we could get it out there. It never did get back in touch with me, so it never came to fruition. However, if you or Luis have a, as we were talking during that one break when you called me, if you or Luis have an email address, what I can do is I can send you the actual documents themselves of a couple of the books where I started with some of my basic information and built upon that. And one of those, and if people want to just go on the Internet, look it up itself, look it up themselves, if you want to just type into a search bar, the letters F.
You can get a hold of me at, I don't know if you have Thomas, but at Gillespie Media Group at hotmail.com.
How do you spell that?
G-I-L-L.
Why don't we take, I've got his email address, why don't we take care of all that stuff offline?
Yeah, just send me an email, and then I can send I can send you a copy of some of this stuff right directly to your email.
So what we're trying to do here is trying to get access to all this effort that Lee put into this book that he was in the middle of writing, and actually get it in the hands of the listeners that are so inclined to take advantage of your work. And coming from a person that actually lives and breathes this stuff, I think it'd be highly desired to obtain that. So we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Television lights, they tell you day is night. All right, let's cut the music short. And Lee was... what? No, Lee wanted to give out for sure. He wanted to get to the Army manual that he was referencing on the break.
Okay, what I did was I started back in 1980 when I joined the Army. And since then, my entire life, as well as my brother and some others around here, we have dedicated our lives to learning everything we could possibly learn about how to survive in the most dire situation. Now, we give survival courses here where we live at. And one of the books that I recommend for everyone, and you can find this right on the Internet, this is the number one book that I recommend for anyone. This is the same book that the U.S. Army uses. It's F, as in Frank, M, as in Mary, 21-76. This is the U.S. Army Survival Manual. And you can find in this book everything you could possibly need to know about how to survive off the land, building your own housing, finding your own food, traps, snares, navigation, you name it. It's in this book. This is one book that is absolutely amazing for the survivalist. And this is the book that everything that I've done in all my research has been built off of this book. And then I've collected schematics for water wheels, generators, solar-powered freezers, you name it, tons of schematics for all different kinds of stuff. And what I'll do is I'll email all of this stuff to you guys, and then you want to put it on your websites, whatever. And if anybody wants to call in, get my email, and I'll email them directly a copy of any of the of as much of this stuff as I can get to them.
So do you want us to help distribute it, or you want to just put out your email address now, or what do you want to do, or you want to do both?
Both would be great, because why stop when you got one avenue? If you got two vehicles, yep, can go in two different directions.
So go ahead and give your email address out if you want.
Dancing, D-A-N-C-I-N-G, with, W-I-T-H, Poi, P-O-I, D-A-N-C-I-N-G, W-I-T-H, P-O-I, at yahoo.com. And just in the title bar, put survival manual or something, and I'll email to anybody who wants any of this stuff. I'll email. You might get it in 2, 3, 4 emails to get it all, but there's a whole bunch of documents I got, and I'll send everything I can fit in an email.
And I think if I understood the situation right, Louise might want to package it in a professional and a publishable format where we could actually publish it as a legitimate book if she chooses to. So please get her that information. I sent you an email towards that. So
there's a part of Rescue Media Group is GMG Publishing. So it would be really good to get it out there so you can get a copy. We can do a Kindle version, and we can do the version that's actually a paperback-type version. So it's not expensive for people to get.
Yeah. Well, I actually printed out a copy on paper because I figure if the system goes down, there ain't going to be no electric to power the generator, and there might be one to power the computer, and there might be people who want to read the book.
Excellent.
Uh-huh. I figured that way I have a paper copy right here for people to read.
And in the meantime, if they don't want to email you, get the U.S. Army Survival Manual, FM21-76, correct?
That's it, U.S. Army Survival Manual.
Very good. Well, hopefully nothing will happen. Hopefully this is just another one of those false flags, but just another excuse. Go ahead, Louie.
Bye for now.
Just another excuse to get ready for whatever may happen. We know
that's
it's
right.
All in the book. It's all laid out in the book, so we better be prepared.
Get prepared, everybody.
Get prayed up, right?
That's right.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.